such a load of rubbish.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. I alluded earlier in the series of shows to the various levels of Beatle fan slash collector. Now, it's one thing to know that these audio variations exist, another to actually go looking for them, and an altogether higher thing to actually have them. A collector's psychosis, of which I suffer. And the fact we've filled 2 hours of Vinyl Garages and there's still more? Proof positive that fan is short for fanatic. Here's more Beatles songs you know and love,
a perfect but rendition. Different. Ladies and gentlemen, there you see the greatest tea room orchestra in the world. It's my pleasure to introduce now in their first live appearance for goodness knows how long in front of an audience, the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad, take a sad song and make it better, remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Made to go out and get her.
Jude was the A-side to the Beatles' first single released on their Apple label, and another song that was promoted by the use of a film many years before MTV. The version we heard is from the aforementioned promotional film, and as a different version goes, it's a bit of a hybrid. The film was made with a live audience, but the group was playing along to the backing track of the released single. But the mics were live, so altogether different vocals qualify this Hey Jude for inclusion here. It was first aired on the David Frost Show in the UK and on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in the United States. Of course, the B-side of this single was the Lennon composition Revolution, of which numerous common versions exist. There's the single, the LP version from the White Album, and Revolution No. 9. The single featured the raucous guitar intro along with a faster tempo. The LP version, titled Revolution 1, was of a bluesier tempo. Here's take number 20, remix 1 of the song. Note the predominant sound effects still present. They were subsequently mixed out on the final version.
I take two. Okay.
Anyhow, don't you know it's gonna be? album release for the Christmas 1968 season was The Beatles, widely referred to as the White Album. Its lead-off track, Back in the USSR, was a bit of a parody of Chuck Berry's Back in the USA. Here's the slightly different remix from the Cirque du Soleil Beatles Love Show in Las Vegas.
Marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Yeah.
An unused reggae ska version of Obladi Oblada that Desmond referred to is Desmond Dekker, a Jamaican reggae performer who had recently toured the UK. The White Album was another Beatle project that was mixed entirely different to mono, and being the first Beatle album to be not available in both formats in the US, the mono mix is a bit of a rarity here. The entire mono album is subtly different, but two tracks stand out: Helter Skelter and Don't Pass Me By. The mono mix of Skelter fades out at 3 minutes 40 as the stereo does, but it doesn't fade back in for Ringo's famous "I got blisters on my fingers" comment. And speaking of Ringo, his Don't Pass Me By in mono is markedly faster and features a completely different violin in the fade out. The song was originally intended to be introed by a short orchestral piece written by George Martin. It was not used, but you'll hear it.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you?
Dance. your footsteps, but they've gone awry. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock ticking on the mantel shelf. See the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, or why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You never know it hurt you so.
That there are a lot of times I'm in agreement with Rolling Stone magazine. So when they include the next cut on their 500 greatest songs, 100 greatest guitar songs, and in the top 10 greatest Beatles songs lists, I can honestly say I concur. The song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the only one of three contributions to the White Album George was allowed by John and Paul. The other two, we'll hear next show. The song evolved slowly until George was happy with the results, the steps being recorded as they changed. We'll hear an acoustic Claptonless demo. Here's some cool guitar guy stuff. The demo features George on a Gibson J200, while the released LP version played by Clapton has Eric playing a Sunburst Les Paul. He himself had given the George, who named her Lucy after redhead Lucille Ball. Gently Weeps is only one of three Beatles songs ever that Paul didn't either play a Hofner or a Rickenbacker bass. Here, his choice is a Fender Jazz.
Gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning, while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one elated you. I look from the wings at the play you are staging, while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, guitar gently weeps.
You're listening to the Vinyl Garage.
Baby, cry, make your mother sigh. The king of Marigold was in the kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. The king was in the garden picking flowers for a friend who came to play. The queen was in the playroom painting pictures for the children's holiday. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. The Duchess of Kikordi, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local bird and bee. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. At 12 o'clock a meeting round the table for a seance in the dark. With voices out of nowhere put on specially by the children for a laugh. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better,
to cry, baby, cry, 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 cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. To cry, baby, cry. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for.
Take one of Cry Baby Cry, a Lennon composition, and Paul's Blackbird, take number 4. Lennon's song dates back to 1967, while Blackbird was inspired while the boys were in Reshkesh, India. Although the Let It Be LP was released after Abbey Road in 1970, it was actually recorded before. So to keep chronologically conscious, we pick up there. Two of Us was a Paul song that showcases he and John's harmonizing abilities. An early, full-length, unused take. Listen for Paul's Take It Phil comment, a reference to the Everly Brothers. Even at such a dark time in their relationship, a friendly brother reference.
Thank you.
interesting version of Across the Universe exists because of comedian Spike Milligan, who was organizing a benefit LP for the World Wildlife Fund. The Beatles contributed the song using the Mono Master, but added approximately 20 seconds of wildlife bird sound effects, increasing the running time to almost 4 minutes. A bit too long, according to someone, so taking the easy way out, the song was sped up. But unfortunately, that raised the key to E-flat. Eventually, they properly remixed it in stereo with the speed corrected.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Around me like a million suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Next, the case of the Phantom guitar solo on Let It Be. The different version was a result of different producers, the single by George Martin, and the LP version by Phil Spector. George Harrison's first stab at the solo was using his Stratocaster. He would eventually wipe this track, replacing it with a second attempt, this time using a different guitar, a Telecaster. Although the previous solo was thought to be erased, it still existed on another track, Buried Deep. When the song was mixed, remnants of the first solo along with the second became part of the master, giving the impression of an intentional double-tracked guitar, when it was all along a mistake. The mono mix has only one distinctive guitar. Here's the single version of Let It Be.
Thank you. when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Paul's reaction to Phil Spector's production of his songs from the Get Back sessions was not exactly positive. Well, that's not quite it. He quite frankly had a major full-blown shorts and a wad hissy meltdown, and justifiably so. The band was quickly disintegrating, and the song that broke the figurative camel's back was Long and Winding Road. In fact, it was specifically referenced in the band's disillusionment lawsuit filed by Paul. Here's the master recorded 26 January 1969 at Apple Studios before Spector worked his magic. This version features Paul on piano, Billy Preston on organ, and John on bass, an instrument he doesn't normally play. Although his pathetic performance on the instrument leads some to believe it was intentional, being sick of performing McCartney material.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know. Times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried, and still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. Don't leave me waiting here. Lead me to your door. Many times I've been alone, many times I've cried. Many ways I've tried, but still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago.
Got a Feeling was from the 30 January 1969 rooftop concert atop Apple in London. They played for 42 minutes until the police asked them to be quiet. And as we wrap up, Get Back, the single version with reference to Loretta's sweater and high heels. And the rarely heard Get Back reprise from the Glyn Johns mix. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week with part 3 of different versions of your favorite Beatles songs. Tune in next week, same time, same station, when we'll wrap up the series featuring music from Abbey Road and Beatle versions of what would become solo releases. Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Great. 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 Great.